Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here. Warming up a little bit. 33 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh. Is it still windy out there, Stephanie? It was like a cold wind this morning.
It is cold.
Very cold.
It's a north wind, right?
Yeah.
It was
warming up. Wasn't it 32? It's 33.
Well, not getting up much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got a very interesting. Sandra's always great, isn't she?
Yes.
Isn't she fun? A great guest today. Rob Domofsky from ESPN is coming up later on today. But Stephanie Krubsack, who has just led a fascinating life in her 30-some years or 20-some. I don't even know how old you are.
But 30s.
You've done more than anybody. First, I just want to start with the first time I met you, you were like Miss Czech days. Remember that?
Yeah, Miss Czechoslovak, Wisconsin
Miss
in 2009.
Miss Czechoslovakia, Wisconsin. You came on IXX with us at the time. And then
we
got to know each other. And, you know, one side of my family is all Czech and, you know, and Dom and Julian. But anyway, I just want to talk first. You're involved with a really exciting thing right now with the Packers program. Mm-hmm. But also, I was telling Jim, I said, you're not going to believe this. I followed her on Facebook. She travels to these most exotic countries, Vietnam and Cambodia and Thailand and all these places just by herself and blogging about the places and the food and things like that. I found that so interesting. But as a dad of two daughters, I would have had to travel with them. I would have been so nervous worrying about that. What was that like going to all these crazy countries? I shouldn't say crazy countries, but countries you wouldn't. It's not like, hey, I'm going to go to Cambodia next week.
Right.
What was that like going to these places?
Like Paris.
Yeah, it was amazing. I started with a one-way ticket to Portugal, and I was gone for 8 months. I did 25 countries.
25 countries.
Mm-hmm. So
that's incredible.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, just meeting people from all over, the food, culture, it was a really wonderful experience.
How do you, so 25 countries, like,
that's amazing.
I mean, I couldn't name 25, but you get there and how do you meet people? Just your personality, or do you go to the chamber office, or you go to schools?
Yeah, the Cambodia Chamber of Commerce.
I took a lot of cooking classes, and actually I did couch surfing, which is a website and app where you stay with locals. So that was very, very interesting.
Wow.
So you stay in the home with them, you learn, you know, where the best museums, the best restaurants, they talk about their family history. It's very, very cool.
What are some of the cool things that you remember and some of the things that you'd, it's like, I wouldn't want to do that again?
I think some of the really interesting ways were the means of travel. So I know I was going from Bosnia to Montenegro and we had to stop for a herd of sheep. That happened one time. Another time, I was in Morocco going to the Atlas Mountains on a hike, and we were in this car, which was a cab, and there was like 8 of us in this car, and then this random bus that had people standing in like 4 to a seat. It was just very insane, but we got there safely.
Were you ever scared over there doing these things?
Sometimes, but I always pretended like I knew where I was going.
Okay. What was the scariest country of the bunch where you wouldn't want to rock? Because I've heard people that travel to like you mentioned, Bosnia and those kind of places. So don't go out at night by yourself for a beer in the local pubs. So did you find any of those kind of places?
Some places in Malaysia were interesting, in Kuala Lumpur, but mostly pretty safe, I would say.
Okay.
Did you always have a place to stay? Were you that far ahead on the couch surfing app to find something, or sometimes you're in a shelter or you sleep outside or a hotel? Like, how does that? I just think that's unbelievable. Not a vagabond, but, I mean, it wasn't like it was all planned out. I'm here this night, I'm here that night.
Exactly. It was a bit winging it sometimes.
Right.
So, yeah, hostels sometimes where you just stop in and grab a room. Yeah. But never outside.
Wow. Okay. What's some of the craziest food you ate?
I had a lot of bugs in Cambodia. I tried them all at least once, but I will not do it again.
Bugs?
Yeah, like tarantulas and winged
ants. You did not eat a tarantula?
A tarantula leg, I did.
Oh, my God.
My favorite.
What else?
I would say just, I think a lot of the cultural food too for the different holidays, like Malaysia had a lot of great food, very, very, interesting mixture and combination. So,
wow.
And were people good to Americans or were you, I mean, you're Czech, but I mean, were people, you hear this time, people like us, people don't like us.
Yeah. I would say majority were very kind. So,
Can people still see your things? from your travels?
Yeah, I still have my website with a lot of travel blogs, food articles.
Give that, because people need to see what you did.
Okay.
What's the address?
Skparfait.com.
Skparfait.
Or my Instagram.
Nice. Do you know what Instagram is? I don't need you.
Yeah,
I don't
mean we don't know what that is.
Well, tell us now about your other great thing that you're involved with your company.
Yeah, so the Packers Protege Mentorship Program is really great, where they pair you with an executive, a professional. They don't have to be local, but they help you really grow your business and, you know, define what your services are, your products, things like that. So it's a really great program, and I'm excited to be part of it.
And what is your product? What is your company?
So Pierrevant Living, I do sustainability marketing communications, workshops for companies. So it can be really overwhelming when you don't know how to get started in the sustainability space. So what do you do? How do you track things? Do you need certifications? Do you need reports? So how do you do all of that? And how do you share that with your stakeholders? And then I have the media side with the magazine and podcast called Person and Planet, where I share these great sustainability wellness stories on there.
I mean, do you put out your own magazine?
I do.
How cool is that?
I love that name, Planet. Like that, the name of your magazine is what?
Person and Planet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you, and you've been, you're the student, right? Barb Lemieux is your...
For the Protege program.
For the Protege program. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's pretty cool. I mean, you're going to learn a lot from her. How often do you meet? Is there a cost to this? The Packers have been doing this for some time, but and I went to many, many graduations, which is just awesome, but...
Yeah,
tell me about how that program works.
Yeah, it's free for entrepreneurs, which is amazing. And you meet once a month with your mentor. And then there's workshops and training events throughout the year, too, which is really great. So it could be accounting. It could be, you know, your brand, marketing. Mm-hmm.
How do you have the energy to do all this stuff?
Right?
I mean, your own magazine, your own podcast, your own this, your own company. And you're going to 25 company or 25 countries. How do you get the energy to do all these things?
I don't know. I just live off of air and good energy. I don't know.
we're trying to fight it to stay here for another 45 minutes. No, I'm just
coffee helps.
This is really interesting. And I mentioned that Anthony
Bourdain,
mm-hmm. who was here in Green Bay. Do you know that? He was at the Widener Center.
Really? Yeah. I saw him when I lived in Denver, actually, in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he did that. And just an unbelievable following. People are really interested. We talk about food being, you can learn about a country through their food. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot. And I think that's really cool. I want to look that up tonight, or this afternoon when I get home.
Look up her things.
I will. That's
pretty
cool.
They were so, I mean, just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe where she is now.
Are you going to restart that? Although you're kind of off the air for, I mean, you've got to do this Protege thing for a year. But do you plan to reignite that?
Or have you had the traveling bug? Is it gone?
It never goes away. So I haven't been to Europe in a year, but I'm hoping to hit Malta this year and back to Czech Republic. But it'll never go away.
Isn't Czech Republic a beautiful place?
It is.
It really is. Yes. I mean, that's mm-hmm. Prague is the nicest big city I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Do you give advice on the finances? I mean, it's got to be expensive to travel, but.
Yeah. I planned for a year, actually. So when I was burnt out from IT, I call it my third life crisis. I was 30. I'd never studied abroad. I'm like, okay, now's my chance to do it. I planned for a year. I downsized my expenses, my apartment. I didn't do any big trips. I saved up so I had that cushion as like the in case. And basically kind of pricing out, you know, what the cost would be roughly and traveling very cheaply. And yeah, I made it happen. So
that's incredible.
That's incredible.
It is.
25 countries at once.
Yeah.
I love
doing that.
Yes.
Wow.
But you know what? One thing, when you talk to other people, what are some of the bits of advice you would give them if they want to go traveling? Because it still is a big, scary world out there if you don't know where you're going or whatever. And, you know, I got lost. I always tell Jim that funny story in a certain way of when I was in Afghanistan and I was lost. You know,
we went to the wrong airport.
Well, I was flew into the wrong airport.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's happened to me before, too.
Has it? Yes. That can happen to anybody, can't it?
There's two in Frankfurt, and I flew my parents to the wrong one, and I was at the other one.
No kidding. Oh, yes. My gosh. Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, Dom loves traveling with me because, like, when we came back from Europe and we were in Toronto, and I said, Dom, we got to go on this line here. He goes, no, I don't think so. I said, yep. So we ended up going through customs twice. You know, it's a lot of fun customs twice.
Yeah,
it's pretty happy.
Managing your time.
Yes, but it's just amazing the young people you see traveling now when you travel abroad, isn't it though? But I don't think for Europeans it's that big of a deal the way it is for Americans, right?
Yeah, exactly. They grew up doing it. A lot of them have a gap year too. So
right, yes.
Yeah. So you would encourage this?
Definitely.
I'm John, and I got three daughters. You got two. Mm-hmm. yeah, I would be a little apprehensive. But I think it's cool what you did. I applaud you for doing that. I mean,
yeah, thank you.
But you didn't. You don't seem like it was. John asked you, "What were your bad moments?" You're like, "Nah, yeah, not really, nothing." Yeah.
I like what you said though about act like you.
You know where you're going, you know where you're going. Always.
Yeah.
So never be like your nose in your phone or in a map. If you don't know where you're going, step inside of a cafe or shop and figure out how to get there.
Great point.
Mm-hmm.
Great point. Were you in Italy at all?
I was quite a bit.
Did you ever go to Northern Italy?
More southern, western. Yes.
I heard there's a lot of pickpockets in Italy.
I was okay, but yeah, right? I think everywhere, even here.
Right.
I think we should travel with her.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go. Where do you want to go?
Anywhere near. I want to go to Northern Italy. That's always my dream, is Northern Italy.
Right. What's on your list? Where do you want to go?
Malta, for sure. And then Tanzania is very high on my list to go.
Tanzania.
Yeah.
Where's Tanzania?
Africa? In Africa. Yeah. To go see the wildebeest migration in August.
I've done that.
Mm-hmm. I have been there.
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay. Okay.
You have not.
Tanzania.
You've been to Tanzania. Oh, that's right. Your daughter went to school there.
Oh, wow.
His daughter went to school in Tanzania.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, let's go there. You want to take us? You can be our guide.
When I got back here, I kissed the ground. I did not like it. They live different than we do. And I just, you know, it was tough. It was tough. I just want to say it was not my style of living. But she was there, so I was there to support her. But wow. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, it was. It was amazing. And
what do you want to watch? The wallabies? Is that what you said?
No, the wildebeest migration. Yeah. Okay. And then you take a safari, and then Olduvai Gorge is there where they found the first hominid upright footprints, and then where Mary and Louis Leakey worked. And then Jane Goodall did work in Tanzania as well, too. So I love her. I saw her when she was in Appleton years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'd like to see those two places.
I mean, I get nervous going to the grocery store.
Say, you know what I'm saying? Why are these people so much cooler than that? Why are we doing this show? Why are cool people doing this show?
We got to get different guests.
We got to do something.
They all make us look bad.
We got to get some, you know. Let me bring in some of my buddies.
Yeah.
I'll bring them down from Nagani.
They'll feel so superior.
Feel
like, oh, man, we are successful.
You can't believe it, Jim. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for being here. And this is great. I'm just fascinated by what you've done in your life.
If I could just touch a Packer Protege. So that is full for this year. But if someone is interested in doing that next year, they just apply through.
Yeah, you can sign up now. Yeah, it's like rolling.
It's rolling. Yeah. So you can sign up, say, look, I'm interested in that Protege. And that's a business that's looking for some mentorship. Mm-hmm. Or there's mentors that want to help a small business.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the name of your company again?
Purevant Living.
Love it. Purevant.
Living. Yep.
Living. Correct. Beautiful. Stephanie Krupczak, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. When we come back, Rob Domofsky will be joining us from ESPN. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Oh, that was actually very lovely, to be honest with you.
No, he doesn't have time to do that.
That's okay. Go ahead. Take a picture. You need another picture?
Yeah. She wants to do a selfie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do a selfie. Yeah, yeah. This.
I'm in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I hope people, are watching this on Facebook.
I gotta.
I hope people saw that on Facebook. Thank you.
What, my head next to him?
Yeah, and then he's pushing her hair back. Yeah, a little creepy.
I know. Very creepy.
Can't see me. They can't see me.
Okay.
Yes, that, for 30 years old, she's done more than a whole lot of people that are double her age.
Yes.
So, yeah, she's got the personality, though, and that's what it takes. She's like, you just got to do it.
You got to do that when you're young, though, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got to do that when you're... Did you ever travel like that, Todd? I mean,
no.
You
no.
seem like the kind of guy, though, who if you said, I backpacked through Europe one time...
I'm a scaredy cat with that.
Are you? Okay.
I am.
But you got that look. You got the beard. You got the thing. You know, look, I can see with a backpack, hitchhiking.
I like getting out in nature, but places that I know.
You know, that's something you never see anymore is hitchhiking.
No. Boy, was that a thing.
I used to hitchhike a lot.
Me too.
I mean, that's the only way you could get to places. I hitchhiked to baseball games at times when I was a kid.
That movie, The Hitcher. If you've ever seen that.
That might have changed the whole thing. Yeah.
But we would hitchhike home from school because I went to Roncalli, which is in Manitowoc. I lived in Two Rivers. We just going on Memorial Drive and hitchhike.
I know. It was a common thing. No. Because lot of times there'd be people that you knew, you know, in a small area like me too, you know, they'd, yeah, so they'd obviously, you know, pick you up and
yeah.
Yeah. But you never see that, which is a good thing. I wouldn't want anybody.
Well, probably some creepy things happen.
That's what I mean. Yeah. But anyway. what was that guy's name? Was it Rugar or something? He was like a German actor who was so evil. It's one of, you ever see a movie and a person is so good in that movie that you can't think of them as being anyone else other than that character?
Mm. Yeah, that good.
Rutger Hauer?
Rutger Hauer. Oh, was he scary in that movie?
He is
movie.
That guy.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you just look at him and like, that's really him. That must be how he really is. Yes.
that movie gave me nightmares.
That one, that was a scary, scary movie because that was back in the days when I hitchhiked. And then what's the creepiest movie you've ever seen? You don't know what mine is? The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, yeah. That's rough.
Oh,
that's rough.
Why did they even make that movie? Did you ever see that one?
No.
All right.
What's the creepiest you've seen, Jim? Is it just a bad musical or?
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
They were so pitchy. It was terrible. I had to leave. It was terrible. It was so pitchy.
That footwork.
It closed. It did. Seven Brides for Seven closed. It was only in Detroit I went and saw it. And it was like, it didn't last that long. Mm. Creepiest or like the worst movie or the scariest movie?
Just creepy.
Movie?
Like, oh, why am I even watching this?
I got to think about it. All right. Guys. You're catching me here.
But yeah, mine is Hills Have Eyes. Give us a quick poll here. People, what's the creepiest movie you've ever, where it's like, what were these people even thinking right. when they made this movie? Yeah. Yes.
Might as well go ahead and download that Civic Media app to text you now. What's your creepiest movie? Keep that app handy because later on this morning after 10 o'clock, another chance to text to win, too.
That's nice. All they have to do up until 10 is put in spring, correct?
Well, that ended last hour.
I did not know
so
that.
So 10 o'clock will be the next one.
All righty then. Yep.
All right.
Okay.
So we get a new word at 10.
Yep. Correct. And people have a chance to win.
But if you don't listen, it's okay because you're in the race with spring.
Well, but here's
just
the thing.
That first hour.
Yeah.
Then that one's gone.
But here's the thing, Jim.
No.
The more you play, the more chances you have to win. See how that works?
Yeah.
Sure,
spring lasted
once.
For like an hour. Yep. That's one. Boom.
No. But it goes into the drawing.
It does go into the drawing, but the more chances you play, the more chances
right,
go into the
so
drawing.
At 10 o'clock, when there's a new word, like summer, it's not what it is, but then you'd have two chances.
Correct.
To win.
What did we used to, Todd, remember at IXL, what was that thing we used to, people would, or for a word, for keyword, for points?
Right.
Remember that, the whole thing? So it's a lot like that. But people would go crazy over it. You'd be at a gas station. Somebody, Mino, I missed the word. My wife's going to kill me. I was supposed to listen at 9.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was crazy.
Creepy video, creepy movie from Terry Deranged based on Ed Gein from 1974.
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't see that one. Oh, it was actually based on Ed Gein?
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't?
Wow.
That guy that
we were
next door.
What? Next door?
Is it Mike's house next door to Ed Gein's?
Well, it's not next door to him, but.
Well, it was that neck of the woods.
It's in the same town.
Plainville, right?
Yes. Plainville. Plainfield.
Yeah. Plainfield.
Plainfield, you're right.
Did you get a spinning ticket there? No, huh? No.
I actually went to Ed Gein's graveside and also to his, where his house was. The house now is leveled.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you can't go out there, but of course I did.
Wow.
With my equipment. And.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, of course. Sitting out in the graveyard talking to his mom out there. Yeah. Did you see the look on Jim's face?
No way. I just would never. I would. No. Wow.
Wow.
Ed, are you here with us today?
Wow. Hey, why don't you try to give Rob a quick call?
All right.
We'll get him on a little early here. And Tim, Rob Domofsky coming on, talk about all the things going on. I'm really glad the Packers re-signed A.J. Dillon.
They did?
Yeah.
Did he take a cut in pay?
I don't know. 1 year deal. But I think that's great.
Well, so do I.
I mean, we met him on that one night at the
Children's
Museum. He was the nicest guy you could ever ask for.
Well-spoken and just very community-minded.
Yep.
I am really glad to hear that. Yep. I didn't know that. I thought he was on the chopping block.
No. So I'm really happy about that.
That is great.
Yes. You know what I regret? We didn't meet Simone Biles.
I know.
How did we not meet her?
Oh, she's tough to get a hold of. We wanted her for the
but
national.
But you were
day
the mayor for.
No, I wasn't. Not when she was here.
I know, but you were. You could have said I was the mayor.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I was the mayor, Simone.
That doesn't.
I was the mayor.
Yeah.
No.
Could have been somebody. She that's too bad. Where did they go? Chicago.
Yeah. He wasn't that great.
No
player. No. He was okay. Yeah. But I don't know why. How did we not get her in the studio here? Why didn't you work that?
Yeah.
You're supposed to have so many angles.
Yeah.
You with the Packers and Mark Murphy and the whole bunch. And I can call this guy. I can call that guy.
Yeah.
You failed miserably.
Hey, I think there's something going on with ESPN. Didn't they just, wasn't there just a purchase done with their digital yesterday?
I do not know that. I know Sports Illustrated, there was a big thing with that. Maybe that's it.
Oh, it was Sports Illustrated.
Pretty much saved Sports Illustrated.
It did.
Yeah.
Because the previous owners missed the licensing payment.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Rob.
Nothing at all.
Okay.
Nope. But that was a great magazine back in the day.
Oh, man.
Awesome. Rob Domofsky.
No, I was giving you the 2 minutes.
Give me 2 minutes. I thought you were saying he was line two or something.
Yes.
No, Rob will be coming on in a couple of minutes.
All right.
Excellent. But one of the things, too, as far as with the Simone Biles type thing, I know we did try, but she said she was concentrating too much on her career or something like that. Well, you can't blame her, I guess, but it's just...
She's an unbelievable person. Just her story, her
love
just
it.
Tough story too.
Yeah.
And she,
man.
I would have liked to have met her. I think that she'd be
me
on my
too.
List of people I'd like to meet. But they're gone, right?
They're gone.
Okay.
They're gone. They'll never come back to Green Bay. I'm
well,
sure.
I know you don't know
that. Well, I bet they don't. But you know, how many people, I will say this, a lot of former Packer players played here and didn't really care that much for it, to be honest, because they're playing out in the cold and whatever. I mean, you know, we've dealt with that. But then you'd be shocked at how many guys I talked to. And we're going to be getting a bunch of Packer players on the air here with our Where Are They Now segment, where it's like, dang, I miss Green Bay.
Right.
They have to live here and then move from here to appreciate
miss it.
To miss it more than they enjoyed it when they lived here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's gone and now I miss it. And I didn't enjoy it as much as I should have when I was there.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
We can learn from that.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think you're right.
A lot of guys have told me that over the years.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, I wish she would be here. But anyway, we got whatever.
Any other gymnasts you know? I mean,
even close. Not she's in a league of her
my
own.
My daughter won the YMCA championship. Gymnastics.
I think.
Try that. Get her on.
Greta won Tumbling Tigers.
Okay.
You know,
There we go. Hey, we got connections. Absolutely.
How old are you, 7 or 8 with Tumbling Tigers?
Rob Domofsky will be joining us when we come back. Mind on the Mayor, right after this.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Rob Domofsky coming up in seconds. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. They offer 24/7 emergency services for its clients, provides a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, fire damage, water damage, mold damage, wind hail damage, graffiti damage, biohazard cleanup, all those sorts of things. The jobs you do not want to do, Midwest Restoration will do for you. If you need assistance, they are on call 24/7, 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com. They are the ones to call when you are in need. Who do you call when you need information on the Green Bay football Packers and everything else in the world? Rob Domofsky.
Good morning, John.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Remember this guy next to me? You flipped him off that day?
that story, yeah, I remember it. I do.
Hi, Rob.
Jim, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Actually, you're okay. I'm going to give you a little tidbit on something. Todd's the only person in the world that knows this. You are mentioned in the song that I'm putting together, Ode to the Former Mayor. You're mentioned in the song.
Oh, jeez.
In the lyrics.
Oh boy, is this song recorded yet? Or
no, not yet. No, I think tomorrow, Friday, Todd.
Thursday, I think.
Thursday,
we'll,
yeah. Might do it, yeah, and debut it Friday. Yeah.
Okay, I'll be sure to tune in.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Right. Yeah, right. You and two other people. Yeah, I don't know. Ryan.
We're gonna do it right before with Dennis on. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. We'll do it right in the start of his segment because it's musical, obviously. So that's a big musical segment.
And you wrote it.
Yeah.
You have no talent to write music.
You don't know that. You haven't heard the song.
Pretty stellar, Jim. Pretty stellar.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right, Rob.
All right. Hey, Rob. How you doing, buddy? Hey, we were just talking. The Packers re-signed A.J. Dillon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they got rid of Owens, or not get rid of him, but he wasn't that great, huh? Was he?
Jonathan Owens?
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, he was okay, but they needed to upgrade at safety for sure. I mean, they pretty much cleaned house at that position.
Yeah.
Darnell Savage gone. Jonathan Owens gone. Rudy Ford is still unsigned. I could see them bringing him back as a backup, but yeah, they're starting over in that spot.
The Aaron Jones situation, I know it's, you know, old news now, but just your gut feeling, did you see it coming that way?
Not really. I mean, honestly, I thought that Jones would be back, and I thought he would take, you know, I thought he would take a pay cut again. I mean, the more I thought about it, though, you know, the more I thought, well, you know, Drew Rosenhaus is his agent, and Drew is probably one of the more famous agents in the business, and like, he probably just wasn't going to let Aaron Jones take a pay cut again, like for the, what, third straight year or whatever it was. And I mean, I thought he would come back for one more year and they would draft somebody to be his replacement and slowly, you know, kind of phase him out. But, you know, it sort of makes sense now if you think about it that, you know, you're going to have Josh Jacobs for, you know, probably 2, 3, 4 years. And now you don't have to draft somebody super high or even at all, really. So it was a little surprising on the surface, but I think the more you looked at it, the more you could see that this probably was, you know, a bigger possibility than we all thought.
You see any areas where they might go after another big-time free agent?
I don't think there's any big-time free agents left.
No,
I mean, everybody that's, you know.
And it was quick this year, wasn't it, Rob? Yeah. It was like within 24 hours. It was like bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, it was pretty fast. You know, I don't think anybody who's left right now is not going to be, you know, a high-priced superstar.
Right.
I think they could sign, you know, a couple guys. I think there's, you know, even one or two of their own guys that might re-sign. I mean, linebacker Eric Wilson's still out there, although he's really more of a special teams guy. But they're going to need some linebackers. There's no question about that. The switch to the 4-3, releasing Devondre Campbell.
Boy, he had some choice words, huh?
Yeah.
He's an interesting character. You know, he's a guy who we actually, as a media group, had to turn into the league because he refused to talk to us. And then he was warned that if he doesn't talk, he'd be fined. Then he talked to us for a little bit, and then he went and had another social media thing where he said, you know, well, I'm not going to play hurt anymore or something like that. I remember he posted that last year. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer going to play hurt. Then we go talk to him, and his answer was, I'm not going to talk about nothing that happened on no internet. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. And, well, you're the one who made it happen on the internet, pal. You know, like, so a little bit of a, you know, and Matt Schneidman from The Athletic, who does a really good job, dug up this quote from him when he first got here about how he was misused in Arizona and misused in Atlanta and how great it was that he was going to be used properly, and now he's on his way out here
and saying he wasn't used properly.
Right. That's, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, take that for what it's worth. Now I do think that there probably was, you know, some degree of, you know, unhappiness and perhaps legitimate unhappiness with Joe Barry and the defensive coordinator and why they made a change there. Not saying it had everything to do with Devondre Campbell, but, you know, that was probably symptomatic of some bigger problems with the defensive coordinator.
I would like to see them bring in a veteran quarterback as a backup. You know, some guy that's been around, there's so many of them out there. I'd like them to bring in a guy like that. I think they're dancing through the graveyard a little bit without a solid backup. What do you think?
You know, yes and no. I do think Sean Clifford's a pretty good player. I think Sean Clifford reminds me of those guys who, you know, had come through here as young backups, you know, a long time ago, the Matt Hasselbacks, the Doug Petersons. Now, Doug was a lot older, but, you know, Aaron Brooks, guys that had been here, Matt Flynn, guy, you know, younger guys that ended up going out and getting opportunities elsewhere. You know, I think Sean Clifford fits that mold. I really do.
Okay.
Now is he, you know, if something happened to Jordan Love in week 3 and Sean Clifford had to play 6-7 weeks or whatever, could he do it? I mean, that may be a little bit of a reach at this point just because he hasn't played very much, but I do think that they think they have something in him that, you know, ultimately, you know, it's not going to be here because they think Jordan's going to be here for a long time, it looks like. But I think they're going to get back in the business of drafting and developing and trading young quarterbacks, and I think Clifford fits that.
Hey, Rob, so the division that we're in, we never really talked about our opponents because we were always, it was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Now it's getting a little tougher now. I mean, you know, the Lions, didn't they just extend a contract for the coach and the GM? Yep. And what do you think about the Bears' move? I have a lot of friends from that neck of the woods because went to Norbert's. Yeah. I mean, that was 40 years ago, but they're still unbelievably diehard Bear fans. That's a little, I don't know. Not everybody's on the same page with that.
Yeah, you're right, Jim, about, like, it used to be, well, the Packers, you know, for however many years here, maybe a couple decades, that, you know, you didn't really have to worry about it because the Packers had the upper hand, and they had, they had Favre, they had Rodgers. And you sort of was like, well, let everybody else chase us. And it's not quite that way right now. I think the Bears did. They had to make that move. You know, you don't want to have the number one pick very often. They've had it now 2 years in a row, right? They traded it away last year to Carolina, and they still didn't get any better or much better. And, you know, Fields might be decent, but I think when you have this opportunity, you have to say, well, decent's not good enough, and we got a chance to maybe get it right big time right now. And I think they did what they had to do. I think, you know, it was a little surprising that they didn't get a little bit more for Justin Fields, but, you know, basically about a 6th-round pick that could become a 4th-round pick, which either way is not very good. But I think the Bears had to make that move. They had to take the chance that Caleb Williams or whoever they take in the draft is going to be a huge, huge difference maker, because Justin Fields just wasn't that big of a difference maker. Yeah. And then Detroit, you know, like, when I talked to you guys like last August or September, I said, well, you know, Detroit, I'm not sure I believe in them. You know, they had the big, strong finish the year before, but, you know, are they really going to take it to the next level? And they did. Yeah. There's no question they did. So I think, you know, I still think you go into this season and you're like, all right, it's, you know, the Lions and the Packers are, you know, the co-favorites in this division.
Right.
And then Minnesota's in a tough spot because, you know, they're starting over at quarterback. So, you know, I think they're going to take it. That could take a little bit of time. But I think right now, you know, if the Packers aren't the favorite, at least they're, you know, they are right up there.
Well, that's
last year at this time, you didn't know if the Packers were going to be able to, you know, sort of hang in there with, because you just didn't know about Jordan Love.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, too, Rob, it's like, you know, at the end of the season, this was a really good football. I mean, a really good football. This team was playing really good. I don't know if they were a really, really good football team. This team was playing really, really good football. And
yeah, that's a huge, you wonder, that's a big difference too, John, because if they were just playing good football, then maybe that doesn't mean anything for this year. But if they're really a good football team, then they, you know, then last year was sort of just the, you know, the beginning of things.
Yep.
And but Rob, I was just talking to John about that. If I was one game away from the Super Bowl or one play away, really, which you could argue that, I don't know that I'd make all these changes. You know, I'm a little bit more, I'm amazed they're making all these changes when they are, it's such a tough league. They are one game away. But you think they're upgrading?
I mean, I think, you know, we were all pretty sure they were going to make a defensive coordinator change, and then they go into the playoffs and play pretty well on defense. So then you're like, okay, are they going to make the change? But I still think in the end it was probably the right move. You know, the one that you sort of have to wonder is just, you know, Aaron Jones was such a huge, huge part of the last 5 weeks of the season. I mean, he had a 100-yard game in each of the last five games, final three regular season and two playoff games. That you just sort of wonder, like, okay, you know, he's 29 years old, you know, he wouldn't take the pay cut, you know, but he was, you read the quotes and go back and listen to the sound bites from Matt LaFleur, from Jordan Love, from Brian Gutekunst, and every one of them at that time and right after the season said that one of the biggest difference makers, or the biggest difference maker in the end of the season, was Aaron Jones. I mean, so that's the risk here. That's probably the biggest one that you wonder, you know, was that the right move? But, you know, Brian Gutekunst's job is to make sure that for the long term that this team is successful. And, you know, bringing back Aaron Jones at $12 million a year with a guy who had the huge injury. I mean, he missed 6 games with injury, and he missed a bunch more where he wasn't quite full strength last year. You know, you can't run that risk again, especially when you're paying a guy $12 million a year.
We got a text here. They already brought in it. It's the text is are they going to bring in another kicker to compete with Carlson all during training camp? They did sign somebody right after the season, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. I mean, you know what? For the life of me, John, I can't think of
me neither. But it's like 2 days right after the game against San Francisco.
Yeah, which tells you that, you know, he's probably not necessarily like,
yeah,
you know, a big name competition. They put it to you this way: they will have another kicker in training camp. They're not just going to hand it to Anders Carlson like they did last year. There will be kicking contests, and we will be charting every single kick in training camp this year. There's no question about that.
Well, Rob, one last thing, and I'm not a big fan of mock drafts and things like that, so I'm not even gonna get started with those kind of things with you, because I know you hate them too.
I don't even know who half these guys
are. Right. Yeah. So I just want to switch gears real one thing. I just want to say how much fun it's been following your sons in basketball at DePere over the last few years.
Thanks. Because disappointing end to this one. We certainly thought they were going to go back to state, but it's got another year to go at it, so he's got to try to keep up with his older brother.
How did he do at Lawrence this year?
You know, he had a really nice year. They weren't all that great. They didn't win a whole lot of games, but they started three freshmen, and he was one of them. And you know, hopefully they can keep it going. But he really loved it. Loved the experience. Loved playing college basketball. You know, enjoys the school. So just got to beat St. Norbert next year. That's the big goal.
Well, Rob, thanks very much. Like I said, I'm really proud of those kids watching them. I know them since they were born, literally.
Wow. And thanks, John. Appreciate that.
I know, but it's been fun following them, and nothing but best of luck to them in their future. Keep playing, okay?
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate very much. Rob Domoski from ESPN, the Packers reporter. Always great having Rob on.
He is smooth.
He's so good.
He just
good.
Knows everything so about
good.
Everything.
He's
yeah.
so good.
And if he doesn't, he's just like, I'm not into
and
that
the
right
biggest,
now.
And the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan you'll ever find.
Really?
I bet he's been to 50 concerts.
Nice.
Yes. All right. We got to start a quick break. Back after this. Well, now you may find a fool for the foolish things I do. Song.
Yes. So Rob loves Bruce Springsteen.
Loves Bruce Springsteen.
I wonder, you know,
Rob, if you're still listening, how many concerts did you go to?
I wish we would have got him here.
Springsteen?
Yeah, Lambeau.
Did they ever try?
So Bruce Springsteen, Rob, you would know this better than I, but doesn't he cap his ticket prices? And these greedy promoters, they can't sell them. Bruce doesn't let them sell them for $250, $300.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I don't know. The numbers got to work.
All right.
That's what I know.
All right.
Anyway, I think he would be great. I wish the Stones would have came here when they were in Lambeau. Not Lambeau.
They're in Milwaukee.
Soldier Field. Yeah.
Well, they're in Milwaukee 2 years ago, the Stones.
Yeah.
Early 90s, mid 90s. They were there.
And a great place to watch it with the restrooms. Yeah, Lambeau's a good place to entertain. They have everything set up. The infrastructure is really strong. And
do you remember the old county stadium where they had the troughs?
You know,
they didn't
really
have urinals. They had troughs. I still remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just think the Packers, that's a beautiful building. It looks like it's brand new, too.
I think they could use it more. I mean, I really do. And not only that, give more people who would never be able to get a ticket to a Packer game at $300 a pop or whatever, give them a chance to see Lambeau Field and experience the fun part of being at Lambeau Field.
You mean
with concerts and things like that. It brings in a whole different group of people.
I would agree. And I just got to believe, the way I would position that, I would make that I would have a huge plaque up or something, the people who played at Lambeau. So I would make them want to play there more than us wanting them there. You know what I mean? If you haven't played Lambeau, you haven't played. You know, Carnegie Hall, right, back in the day? Not that we'd be up there with Carnegie Hall. But
I think it's one of those things, though, too, where it seems like country is the only one that really sells out around here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it almost seems... Billy Joel. Did you go to Billy Joel?
Yeah.
How was that?
Great.
It filled whatever it could fill, right? I mean,
was it so? Was that?
But I thought, didn't they only use half the stadium or something for that one?
Well, behind him was closed off. But There are a lot of people there. I don't know if it was sold out, but that was a great concert. Yeah. I really enjoyed
it. But
that.
I mean, with country, I mean, any of those guys, I think, would sell out Lambeau right now. You know, especially if it's you had that lineup, you have like three hot people. It would be huge. I mean, Kenny Chesney was beyond belief huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's got to work a little harder on that.
All right. Let's work on that.
Yes. All right. We're on that.
When we get Mark on, let's talk about that.
Okay. We're getting him on, right? He said that. He sent us a text and said that he's kind of busy, but he's going to be coming on our show. And what a great guy he is. Mark Murphy, what he's done for the Packers. That's going to be fun.
Who knows? I mean, this might be a whatever, but when Taylor Swift came to Green Bay, maybe she thought, wow, this would be kind of a cool place to do something.
I could do this.
And with her boyfriend being whatever, whatever.
And she could pull in a crowd.
Oh, my lordy, lordy.
Well, she sold out.
She sold out everything she's ever done.
The Titans.
Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, what's the name of that field called? Is it just called Titans
Field? I don't know, to be honest.
Anyway, that's for my kids.
They all change names now.
They do.
They change names.
They do.
So
naming
much.
Rights. Right.
They change names so many times. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's still Fox City Stadium to me.
Yeah.
Versus Neuroscience or something, something.
And even
Miller Park. How did that one leave Miller Park? How did they lose that?
Right. American film, and even Candlestick. Do you still call San Francisco Candlestick? Maybe that's probably old. But anyway,
Packers, Wrigley Field will never change.
Packers could. There's a path to naming Lambeau Field.
What?
Yeah, there is. Because I was on the stadium board when we put that whole thing together. I think it starts.
There was or there is?
I know there was. I think there is. But I think it's significant, like $100 million.
I believe it. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, if they need the money, that's a lot of money. But I'm just saying, there's Wrigley and there's Lambeau. And you don't have to say anything else.
And Fenway.
And Fenway, you're right.
Yeah.
And those might be the only three. Maybe the Garden, you know, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not trying to, you know, make the Packers lose any money, but nobody would ever call it by the business name.
No, you're right.
That's
ever.
What you're saying.
Ever.
You're exactly right, Todd. That's a great point.
Right.
You're
waste
exactly
the money
right.
if you're the company.
So why spend the money?
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Because everybody's going to call it Lambeau. Yeah. The only people that will be forced to do it are the TV announcers.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I guarantee you, they'll slip about 12 times a year. Guaranteed. I never heard that, to be honest with you.
No, I kind of remember that, Jim.
Really?
Like, yeah. It was something like they could name it like, you know, Mino and the Mayor at Lambeau Field.
Maybe it was that.
Like
that.
So maybe that's it.
Right.
Maybe.
There's something out there on
that. How much
would
that cost us, do you think? A lot? Pretty much?
Yeah.
You're going to buy that house over there?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? Why don't we buy that house that Sandra's going to be listing?
Because we could.
You and I. John, and we'll rent it out. Think about it.
Okay. A couple things wrong with that. One is I'm not going into business with you. Secondly, I just. It's too. You're relying way, way, way too much on a very limited market.
Jim, here's the deal. I would live there when we're not renting it out.
That's a good deal for me.
Yeah, I'd live there when we're not renting it out, and then when we are renting it out, I'll live upstairs your garage.
See, that's okay.
Why do you have such a thing against me being anywhere near your household? Why is that?
No,
and why wouldn't you go into business with me?
That Lambeau Field thing is. Those prices are really, really high, John.
I know.
I mean, she didn't tell us what that was, but I think that's like 700.
You took from the city? How much have you tapped into that lately? I mean, I know
John,
it's paying for Mexico next week.
Oh, my God. Just stop.
Just saying. All right.
It'll all
come out in the song, won't it, Todd?
I am looking forward
Todd,
to being
that song
gone.
Is going
to
be so fun.
It'll
on
all
Friday.
Come out in the song.
And that's Friday?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We're going to send you off to Mexico with an ode to a former mayor.
Yeah. John. Okay. Mm-hmm. And do I get to see it first?
No.
Maybe tomorrow we can tease him with the song
Give
we're
a couple
using.
I'm going to hold off because I got a feeling because I've thought about that, Todd. And I, knowing him, he'll have a problem with it no matter what.
There's no doubt.
Johnny, you can't do that. No.
You can't play this.
You can't play that. No, I don't like that.
And just so you know, Jim, we're going to play it every morning while you're gone.
Every morning,
at least once.
I don't know if I like this. I don't think this is not going to end well.
You'll be down there having some Mai Tais on the Riviera Maya.
We've got a new number one this week on the top 40. It's by John Mino.
We have a long distance request from Riviera Maya.
I'm going to call in from down there just to, I don't know if I can listen.
Dear John,
help me
please
out with
don't
that.
Play my song.
Right. That's what it's going to be.
Signed, Jim.
John, I've been a big fan for a lot of years. Yeah. My uncle is a former mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Could you write a song for him, please?
Thank you,
John.
Mr. Mayor, this song goes out for you, your long-distance dedication. I think it's good, Jim.
Yeah, okay, I'll take it.
All right.
All right. Let's thank our guest. This is a great show.
Thank
you, Todd. Thank you. This is great. Celestine Jeffries, wasn't that nice to know?
She was great.
You know, how to go and vote. You know, you just...
You can vote today.
Right. You can vote today.
Best of luck today. You know what?
My vote, WI.gov, anywhere in our listening area.
And I mean what I said. I respect anybody that's running for office.
Yeah, me too.
I don't care what their side is. I respect the fact that they got the courage to stand up there and take the slings and arrows, whatever you want to call it.
So let's support them.
Kim Franzen was just great for the community clinic, something I didn't even know existed. Sandra Rank was Sandra Rank. That's all you have to say there. She's flawless.
She's great.
Stephanie Krupsek, how interesting was that?
Oh, man.
Unbelievable. If I was 40 years younger and a tall woman, I'd be her. And Rob Domofsky.
Whatever. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. If I was...
I'd be adventuresome, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. And Rob Domofsky, of course, he's the king. Back in tomorrow morning, Mind on the Mayor. See ya.